Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Kingdom focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Worship at midnight releases the power of God. Paul has got this experience. Prayer and praise to relieve the shackles while they were in prison at midnight. I don't know what your shackles are, but I can give it to you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in tomorrow. As we prepare our hearts for real worship, I challenge you to cast all your cares at God's feet and expect a miracle, because the word says when we cast all of our cares, we have that privilege. So my beloved, faith without works is dead. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is things not seen. We bring prayer and praise at midnight. On a Sunday, it's real worship. I'm Deb Jackson, your host on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Live because of God's grace. So sit back the next 2 2 hours for a moment of real worship. This is brought to you by our sponsors, the support, DAJ, Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, Transforming Lives, Prayer, Praise, Outreach, Evangelism, and Music. Ministry Music, this is the mind and heal the soul. So, be blessed.
Right. Thank you.
with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. You're listening to Deborah Jackson at midnight with prayer and praise. Thank you. kingdom, it's all about real worship. How do you measure up? Is your worship real? How much do you love Jesus? What would separate you from the love of God? What keeps your focus? My beloved, it's all about love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
Sacrifice, Lord. Forever. Thank you. I'm Oh, Brethren, to live together in unity.
gathered together today, my beloved, to lift up prayer and praise. This is real worship.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you. See you eyes lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. We see holy, holy, holy. See you eyes lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Oh, pour out your power and love. We sing holy, holy, holy.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Thank you.
soul. Above all, he said to love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is thy neighbor? Well, who is thy brother? Who is thy sister? Jesus told the disciples, Matthew 12:46-50. For whoever shall do the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. That's the 50th verse. We are the family of God. We can all sing together, but we can't all talk together. I pray someone is listening tonight. Because, see, real worship is all about love. You can go to your church and practice your daily routine. You can sing on the choir, preach a good sermon, pray to the cows. Crow, the birds crow, the hen crow, the dog bark, the cat say meow. But if there's no love, what does it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Real worship, experience, it's all about love. Do you love your neighbor as thyself? Perhaps you've been offended. Perhaps you've been deceived. Perhaps you lost a loved one and you're grieving. Perhaps you never experienced real love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Christ, which is the solid rock, shall have everlasting life. Life abundantly here on earth. Life and death is in the power of tongue. We're ministering music with the message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. Because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Not edifying. The words are not pure. We have a choice. Hide that word in our heart. So we not miss God and offend one another. This is real, my beloved. I pray that when you open up your mouth, let it be a praise. And I pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. At this time, we're going to close with a prayer for the church. Are we living in a time that men are speaking evil, calling good, and good calling evil? My church, my beloved, the bride of Christ is coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle. and we need prayer. So why don't you pray this prayer with me? If you're in the church, that you don't quite understand why you're there, because there's no real worship. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us draw together in unity, near to you with a true heart and a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us with the knowledge of your will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of your calling, fully pleasing you and being fruitful in every good work. And by being renewed in our spirit, in the spirit of our mind, that we put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with forgiveness, forgiving one another, that we dwell together in the unity of the faith, recognizing those who labor among us, esteeming them highly in love for their work's sake. I pray we all speak the same thing, with no division among us, standing fast in one spirit, striving together for the faith, that we as one, not carried about with various and strange doctrines, that we're not murmuring, complaining, walking after our own lust, but are rich in good works, ready to give and willing to share. I pray that the whole body be knit and joined together. We do not lose the things we have worked for. Let us become serious and watchful in our prayers, redeeming the time, for the days are evil, running with endurance the race that is set before us, setting our minds on things above and not on things on the earth, but pressing towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God, putting on the whole armor of God that we may stand against the devil, that we will speak forth your word with great boldness, and that you will stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done in the name of your son Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We lift up Pastor Torrance Abdullah of Grace and Mercy. We lift up Apostle Jones and Prophetess Jones of Believers Tabernacle of Faith out of York, Pennsylvania. We lift up Apostle Sharon Lincoln of the Wells Church and Ministries out of York, Pennsylvania. We lift up Pastor Carolyn Langsplan of New Beginnings of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We lift up Apostle Ruth Peterson of the Anointed One Church of North Carolina. We lift up Apostle Ferguson of the House of Prayer, the Power of Prayer, out of West Palm Beach, Florida. Likewise, we lift up Winners Church out of West Palm Beach, Florida. We lift up Fountain Gate Church and Ministry, Pastor Bishop Roberta L. Thomas of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We lift up the Kingdom Church of Harrisburg, Pastor Stacy Brown. Travels all the way from Philadelphia every Sunday to fellowship at the YMCA on Front Street in Harrisburg. My beloved sisters and brothers, I pray that you pray that we all come together in the spirit of unity within every community. In Jesus' name. If you desire prayer, have a prayer request, give me a call at 717-379-1503 or email me at deborahjackson2011@gmail.com. Christ is coming back. The bridegroom is coming back for his bride. Are you ready?
Thank you. Breakfast with the book swap and more. And then on Sunday, Saturday night at 7 p.m., if you got talent and you got design, it's a platform for you to worship God in spirit and in truth by using your talent to give God the glory. We're cultivating a spirit of unity in every community. So won't you be a part of the God Time and God Talent Showcase. And then on Sunday, for family and friends, come and dine with yours truly. For more details, give me a call at 717-379-1503. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, 7-11, 7 a.m. daily for healing for your soul. And at 11 to midnight, it's all about prayer and praise. Are you ready for a miracle? Do you know that you're blessed to be a blessing? Tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com. We're ministering music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul. It's all about the kingdom.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer courts with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.